Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Hokies. We got the Cone Gates Hokies update with Bill Roth. Talk Virginia Tech football at 1:30. Frank Maloney to talk UVA. And we'll go out in the fast break with AWOD talking all things NBA at about 2:15. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910. You can chime in right now, 833-804-0910. You know, we've been talking about the Commanders' possible X factor in 2025. Right, and Stubb, I came up with last season being Austin Ekeler and maybe Frankie Louvu, and Mikey Sainer still. I like that because it was a guy that you didn't know what you were going to get from. And Austin Ekeler, like, I loved him his entire time in the National Football League. I kind of thought there was a chance that he was over the hill and too old and wasn't going to stay healthy. And he did deal with the injuries, the concussions, unfortunately, but for the most part, he was a massive X factor last season. Just like was a walking, living, breathing first down at times in the season, right? And then Sainer still defensively, and Frankie Louvu as well. But none of us expected the type of season Jaden Daniels had. So if you want to argue that Jaden Daniels was last season's X factor, all right, fine. That's the obvious answer. I'll give it to you. And I wanted to play some Jaden audio because he sat down with the Commanders' in-house reporter, Brian Colbert Jr. But like, think about this, Stubb. So I watched that whole interview. You can check it out, commanders.com. Stubb, Jaden Daniels is sitting in a room in which the entire wallpaper around him, behind him, everything in that room is photos from this past season. It's images of Jaden Daniels throwing the football, catching it. It's just crazy to me that, like, the Commanders' media room is designed, and it's all Jaden. He's been here a year and a month, basically. All right? I mean, I think that's just so crazy to me. He's our savior. And yet he's barely been here.
It's incredible. That's got to be such a weird thing.
Right. You're sitting in a room that you know last year had photos of other people.
It's all pictures of you.
Right.
That's just got to be weird.
Yeah. And look, he played so many games last year, played every game, played the two playoff games that we won and the Eagles game. And he went through so much. And the physical toll after the season probably had been so difficult for him. And I hope he did have a time to kind of relax and chill out a little bit before he gets back to his craft. Let's take a listen to Jaden Daniels talking about improving in the offseason and how important it is for him to have his first official offseason in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think just for me, it's like, okay, what can I do better? Can I add some more armor on, you know, to withstand enough, you know, 17 games and hopefully more. And, you know, it was a long season last year, so it's like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Now I have a kind of idea this is what I'm getting myself into going into year two. Now it's like, okay, put the team around me, ask questions, ask vets, ask, you know, people, reach out to other individuals, like, how did you navigate your first offseason? How did you navigate this? And, you know, kind of take bits and pieces from it. But honestly, I really got that advice from Bobby Wagner. So wow. He gave me that advice. We were having a conversation, and he was like, man, this is what he did. His first offseason, he hit up a whole bunch of people. And, you know, they gave him advice like, I think this works. It works for me. This works for him. We'll see. I'm going to try it. So,
I mean, my favorite thing about Jaden Daniels is just his commitment to trying to learn and trying to get better. But I think he kind of confirmed what everybody was saying. Oh, look at the photos of Jaden. Click and zoom. Look at his arms. Look at his biceps. Look at his legs. He did try to put on some extra armor, put on some extra weight this season so that he could last another full season and the playoffs. And so, you know, I know that he basically said that's what he wanted to do. He's getting advice from others. And it is so crucial that he does take steps forward this year, because every defensive coordinator in the league is going to be gunning for Jaden Daniels. Let's hear his personal expectations for season two, QB1 for the Washington Commanders.
Just take a next step, be able to continue to grow. I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, being the best version of myself day in and day out. No matter if I'm tired, energized, you know, I still got to go in there and look myself in the mirror every day. It's like, how can I get better?
How can I get better? He set the expectation. The veterans in the locker room have certainly helped him. He mentioned Bobby Wagner. I'm sure Terry McLaurin as well. And that's what Adam Peters deserves more credit for than what he's been given, was for Jaden to have success. You really did have to be smart with the players that you brought in around him and make sure that it, you know, first off, even your backup quarterback, Marcus Mariota, right? Not a guy that was going to really compete to take the job, but he ended up being a great mentor for Jaden in his first season. We all talked about how in that Falcons game, he said, hey, calm down, relax, use your God-given abilities and go win us that football game. And that's exactly what Jaden Daniels was able to do. Dan Quinn went on the Jim Rome show, and Jim Rome was asking DQ about Jaden Daniels' remarkable season. I love this from your head coach.
Yeah, he's remarkable, Jim. I probably didn't know. I mean, all along, like OTAs, working at it hard, and in the training camp, and we got worked our first game. We were down in Tampa Bay and lost. And then going into our next game, need a field goal to go win it. It was a tied game. And, like, you could see, man, the smile right before our two-minute drill began. Like, I have been waiting for this chance, Q. And so, okay, let's see how he does. And, like, from that moment on, you really felt him step into those spaces. And to me, that's what separates, you know, the quarterback position, those guys in those spaces at the end of the halves, at the end of the games, where they're able to, you know, do their thing, whether the play breaks down, they're outside using their legs, they convert a first down that way. And he has that quality, that it factor in the biggest moments, Jim. So I learned it early. Maybe it was our second game. We ended up beating the Giants here in our home opener. But that was the start of it for me when I saw it got really tight. That was like exactly the space he was supposed to be in.
Love that insight from your head coach. And really, the Commanders kind of lucked out because the momentum carried throughout the rest of the season. Week one, as he mentioned, you lose to the Bucs. And it wasn't Jaden's fault. The defense let Mike Evans run rampant. But the Giants game, and we know the Giants aren't a good team, right? And yet, Washington was struggling. They were kicking field goal after field goal. And as Dan talked about, Jaden was relishing that opportunity late in that game, knowing, hey, I'm going to get an opportunity to go win it, to get my first game-winning drive in the National Football League. And he did. And he made the most of that opportunity, and then it continued. It was like the snowball effect. Game-winning drive against the Giants, then a perfect game against the Bengals, then an unbelievable game against the Cardinals, then the Browns game where they blew them out and he didn't have to play the fourth quarter. It was like the little moment there where Jaden got an opportunity, he made the most of it, and it built and it built and built. And all of a sudden, you were looking at a QB that was a rookie that wasn't playing like a rookie because he had the utmost confidence in himself and his team's ability to come back and win a football game. And that continued throughout the rest of the season. You know, this is a guy that is obviously the most important piece on the offense. He's the most important piece on the team. That's why we were just talking about how he's sitting in a room and the entire wallpaper behind him is pictures of Jaden Daniels, JD5, making things happen. And I thought this was an interesting quote that he said in the interview. He said, I've got to handle my side. Adam Peters has to handle his side. Dan Quinn has to handle his side. It's all about a collective. And I really do think that's that's really intelligent and smart for a young quarterback to say here. Not thinking like he has to go out and score 35 points a game because the defense is going to struggle. No, that's Dan Quinn's job. All right, Peter's job was to make the right draft selections and to bring in talent for Jaden to throw the ball to. You had Jalen Lane, you had Debo Samuel, and a bulked up offensive line. That's exactly the recipe for success for Jaden Daniels in season two. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Breaking news here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein, and the Phoenix Suns are hiring a new coach. Cleveland Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott is the franchise's new head coach. Sources tell Sham Sharnia of ESPN. Ott has been an NBA assistant since 2012. A strong background of an offensive and defensive mind, creativity, player development, and communication. He's going to certainly have to need all of that to help this struggling Phoenix Suns franchise, who spent a lot of money on Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, but have not had the success they hoped for in the postseason this year, failing to advance to the NBA postseason. So breaking news on The Fan, the Suns have a new coach. It is Cleveland Cavaliers assistant Jordan Ott. He was the assistant for the Cavs, who had the best record in the Eastern Conference this season. Gets a head coaching opportunity with the Phoenix Suns. That's breaking news, according to ESPN Sham Sharnia on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So the NBA Finals don't begin until tomorrow, but there's been breaking NBA news all week long. Coaches hired and coaches fired. Tom Thibodeau out in New York, and the Phoenix Suns have just hired a new coach. We just broke that news, according to Sham Sharnia of ESPN. Assistant coach for the Cavs, Jordan Ott, will be the franchise's new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. And I don't think anybody struggled to deal with expectations this season more than the 36-46 Phoenix Suns, who finished the bottom of the Pacific Division in the NBA this season. And they just have a loaded roster and then no bench. And they also don't have a center. I mean, they have scorers. 26 points per game, Kevin Durant. 25 points per game, Devin Booker. Nearly 20 points per game, Bradley Beal. Grayson Allen can score. Tyus Jones isn't terrible. They just have no bench. They have no bench. They really don't have a starting center. They did not play defense. And I wonder, was Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, or Bradley Beal checked out at any point during this season as they continue to lose games and were officially later on eliminated from postseason contention? If you want to chime in, talk all things NBA, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We'll get back into the NBA, 215 on the fast break with AWOD. But we do have inside radio news here at Odyssey Richmond. This is AWOD Radio. I'm Adam Epstein. We got Christopher Carlson Stubb, the ultimate producer, running the ones and twos behind the glass. Stubb, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
And we've got a new person in the building that will be serving as the 910 The Fan intern this summer. Our listening audience, welcome in Griffin Wright to the show. What's going on, Griffin?
What's going on, guys? Happy to be here.
Yeah, a couple days on the job here, and you automatically made me a fan of this guy when I found out that he was a Commanders fan. Stuff. He's never been to a game, though. No. So, the home of the Commanders, I'm going to make that a personal goal to get Griffin some tickets this season.
Yeah, I mean, I went to my first Falcons overtime game.
Yeah.
So, got to get on it. That was a good one.
Absolutely. So, we'll get you to a Commanders game. But welcome to Richmond. Welcome to Odyssey 910 The Fan, man.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me. This is really cool. I've been listening to y'all guys since I was young, going to high school, going to middle school with my dad.
Yeah. So and so you grew up in this area, like all of elementary school, high school in the Richmond area. What high school were you at?
I went to Trinity Episcopal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you an athlete there?
I was.
What'd you play?
I played soccer and basketball.
Okay.
Yes.
And so, Stubb, he is at High Point University now, and we talked about this on the show. High Point made a unbelievable comeback in their conference championship game. I believe it was against Winthrop. Yep. And so they come back and they win the game and they make it to the NCAA tournament. And then all of a sudden there was a video on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, even on Good Morning America, of two High Point student broadcasters calling the game and reacting as their team came back and won. And so I said, oh, you went to High Point? Did you hear about that video? I was like, yeah, I think there was I recognize a blonde kid in the video. And he goes, I was the other kid. Griffin went viral this past college basketball season, man. So how cool was that experience, dude?
Oh man, it was actually I didn't really sink in. I didn't really understand what was going on at first because it was just doing something I love.
Yeah.
So obviously, I have a lot of passion for college basketball and going to High Point and seeing our first March Madness appearance. Like that video was just my honest reaction that I would have for any other of my teams. So that was probably the best part about it. It was just me being myself. I wasn't faking it. That was like a genuine reaction.
So all season long, were you doing play-by-play and color for High Point basketball?
Yep, basically. So High Point's got a club that we try to get a lot of students in on radio or ESPN Plus. So me and my boy Jimmy, the guys you saw, were on ESPN Plus a lot, and then we have the new kids. They do radio. Being the Big South tournament, they didn't let us do ESPN Plus there, so we just took the radio, paid our own money, went to Johnson City, Tennessee, which is in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful, but it's in the middle of nowhere. East Tennessee State, I think, is the college.
Yeah.
And
what seed was High Point coming into the tournament?
One.
Oh, so they were the one seed.
Oh, yeah, we were
but
nice.
They were down by as much as, what, 20-plus?
15, with 15 minutes left to go.
Wow.
And I thought it was it.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought it was it.
I mean, and Stubb, if you've seen this video, the reason it's so cool is because, what's your buddy's name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy's reactions.
Jimmy's going crazy.
He's losing his mind as Winthrop hits another three after another three, and then Jimmy and Griffin start getting into it as all of a sudden the lead goes from 15 to 12 to 10 to 9.
Yeah.
And then did you win in regulation or overtime?
We did. We killed him. I think we went on a 24-2 run.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I love college basketball. Yeah. I always say conference tournaments are more fun than the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yes.
That's 100%. The rivalries. So you have this awesome moment there, and so you took it upon yourself to edit the clips together to let people know what the comeback was like. And it was, what I think is cool is it's his generation. I don't understand this, Stubb, and it's your generation too. I would never not watch a game and just watch somebody's reactions.
Yeah.
But your generation loves to do that. And so you kind of knew that was an idea as you edited it all together.
Yeah. I actually got the idea from, I think it was Kevin Harlan when Kia Clark threw the against Furman.
And he's like, did I just witness that?
Yes, yes. That's exactly what was in my head.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't at that kind of a moment, but I was like, oh, because we did a live Instagram, and people were like, oh, we're only coming back to watch your reactions. I was like, oh, I could pull like a Kevin Harlan real quick. And so I just edited the videos, and I wasn't expecting anything. I thought my mom would see it and be like, oh, this is cute, you know? And then it's suddenly ESPN DM'd me. I was like, let me post it. I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, since then, it's gone massively viral. I love the part of the story you told me that High Point comes to wake you up and says you're doing an interview.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it's Good Morning America.
Yeah, they woke us up 6 a.m. here, knock on my door, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, I'm trying to sleep because I just got back from Providence, and we lost to Purdue. I'm sad.
Yeah.
And I got a knock on my door 6 a.m. Hey, you got to come with us. Get ready. Put a suit on. And so I'm in sweatpants, but I have a suit on. And I go back. I see Jimmy. Jimmy's a mess. He's not a morning person. And he's like, dude, what are we doing? I'm like, whatever. They put like a monitor in front of us.
Yeah.
And all you see is the Good Morning America symbol. And I was like, what? And it's quick. So I didn't really realize. And then the people, the anchors were on. And
yeah.
And in the video, and people who watch it can see me, I'm yawning. And right when I see the Good Morning American people, I snap out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God, this is for real.
I love it. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, man, that's something that Barstool would pick up immediately.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably reached out to you. So we're glad to have you here at 910 The Fan as an intern this summer. So welcome to the show, man. Thank you so much for being our intern.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. So our question of the day on the Richmond Commander is, who could be Washington's X Factor this season? What is the first name that comes to your mind?
Well, obviously, I was listening to y'all. Obviously, you think about X Factor, you think about Jaden, Terry, you know, Frankie, Bobby. I was thinking about the rookie, Trey Amos.
Okay.
I think when you look at what the Commanders needed, especially on that defensive side, I mean, Marshawn Lattimore struggled. I mean, that game against the Bucks, that was tough. That was a tough watch. I was watching it with a Tampa Bay fan. That was a tough one. But I watched Trey. I watched him at Ole Miss. I went to one of the Ole Miss games. That dude's a dog.
Yeah.
He's a dog. He's athletic.
And he's what we need.
Yes,
I mean,
100%.
The secondary absolutely needs to be improved. Who do you think could be Washington's X Factor this season? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. The Richmond Commander coming up next. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, who do you think could be Washington's X Factor this season? 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910 on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Who do you think could be the Commander's X Factor this season? 833-804-0910. Our intern coming at us with the heat, Trey Amos, being this year's X Factor. 3 interceptions, 13 passes deflected at Ole Miss. I love that he was an Alabama boy before that. Saban was hyping him up on draft night. 6'1", 190, has already shown off his skills intercepting a ball thrown by Jaden Daniels at OTAs. 4.43 40 time, 32.5 inch vertical jump. He's a leaper. He can snag a ball out of the air. I do think he is absolutely on the X Factor list because the secondary is in shape where it just needs massive help. I really do think that could be a bigger weakness than edge rusher. As much as everybody thinks we don't have a guy that can get 10 sacks, I think that could be Frankie Louvu. Maybe it's Dorrance Armstrong if he's healthy. Maybe it's, you know, sacks by committee with Kinlaw and Dietrich Wise helping out. But the secondary, that's what gives me the biggest worry. And so Trey Amos certainly on the list. Marshawn Lattimore has to be an X factor because if this dude gets back to his 4-time Pro Bowl cornerback level, then all of a sudden you're talking about a defense that has a couple of studs, right? Because we know how good Mikey Sainer still was as a rookie. So you get him and then Lattimore playing well. Dude, when Lattimore was on, he wasn't just a good cornerback, but he was a disruptor. Like, he would get into everybody's head. That's why he got into fights with Mike Evans, right? It's all about staying healthy, getting back to your Pro Bowl level, making a play on the ball, because he can be a game changer. At his best, he was a make a play on the ball, 50-50 ball, come down with it, flip the field type of player. That's absolutely an X factor. On the offensive side of the ball, there's certainly a few pieces you can point to here. I personally like rookie Jalen Lane, but I think the obvious one is your newest wide receiver, Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel, when he was at his best for the 49ers, was a top three wide receiver in football that year. Like, the man was a massive X factor in yards after catch, right? Like, that's the biggest part of his game. And I think it's nice because that's kind of different than what Terry McLaurin does. I think Terry's best asset is coming down with the ball when you never thought it was possible, right? Diving catch, you know, 50-50 ball, he leaps over somebody, you know, a low ball that he snags before it hits the dirt. Like, you throw it to Terry with the game on the line, he's catching it. But Deebo Samuel is different because he's like a screen pass guy. He's like a run a little pattern across the middle, let him catch him run. At his best, he's a dynamic weapon, and he could be the most dynamic weapon in the entire offense at his best. At his best, he's like untackleable. I mean, he goes past everybody, and he's so big, and I don't believe any of the stuff that he's fat and overweight, all right? I think he is strong. And so it does take more than just an arm tackle. Jalen Lane is my guy, and Jalen Lane was interviewed earlier this week and talking about going from Virginia Tech to Washington. I want to play clip three, Stub, of Jalen Lane talking about Virginia Tech to Washington and what he hopes to accomplish his rookie season.
Hey, man, you know, you can always just think that, you know, HTTC, but the Commander's blood and Washington fans runs deep over there in Blacksburg, Virginia. So, you know, I know a lot of Tech fans are happy I'm here.
I love to hear that. Let's hear Jalen talking about being a punt returner for the Washington Commanders.
You know, I want to, you know, help the team in, you know, any facet possible.
Yeah.
You know, they always talk about on special teams, you got to have your 11 best on the field. And if I know I can be the best returner, best gunner, best whatever, I'm going to be on the field and help the team win. So, you know, whatever my role is, I'm going to, you know, take it on the chin and, you know, put it, my 100% in it.
I really believe he's our day one starter at punt returner and kick returner, and I wonder how many weeks it will take for him to become wide receiver three. I see that in his future. It's between Jalen Lane and McCaffrey, I think, in my mind, because I think both of those guys have a higher ceiling than Noah Brown. Noah Brown can be a possession receiver. He can be a guy we count on, but those are the guys that I think could create more explosive plays. Laremy Tunsil, like, we do not know what we're going to get from the tackle that we traded for from the Houston Texans. Could be an X factor. Over the past six seasons with the Texans, he earned a 92.3 passing pass blocking grade. I mean, this is a guy that just would not let edge rushers around him. And the safety of Jaden Daniels is priority number one. That's why they were so aggressive to make this move for Laremy Tunsil. And I also think it's like, it's going to be offensive line by committee to the point where if Tunsil is a star left tackle, whoever is that guard next to him is going to have a much easier task. Whoever is on the other guard, because Cosme will be hurt for the starting center, well, they need Tyler Biotis to play well. And then whoever swings out to right tackle, Josh Connerly needs to be strong to help that position. So it's like this offensive line is going to be learning each other's moves, and it might take a few weeks. This offensive line might struggle to open up the season because Coleman's going to be in a new position. Connerly's going to be in a new position. We talked about this, Stub. The team kind of has three left tackles on the roster: Coleman, Tunsil, Josh Connerly. Can they adapt to being guards or right tackles? Probably, but it might take a few weeks.
I mean, Coleman for sure. That's what he did in college. He was a guard. The right tackle with Connerly, I think, is the most interesting one.
Right.
Because I think it's I would put money that Tunsil's our left tackle. He's been a top five left tackle in the league for a couple years.
Yeah.
But everyone else is going to have to move.
And again, if the offensive line is improved, Jaden will be improved. And I loved that interview with Tyler Biotis that we aired on Monday, in which he said, you know, he doesn't care about Jaden's development. He feels like if they give him extra time in the pocket, extra time to release the ball downfield, he will be improved. He will have more passing yards. He will have better accuracy and completion percentage if they're able to block longer for him. My X factor offensively, I told Jalen Lane. My X factor defensively, Trey Amos is a good pick. Lattimore is a good pick. I think it has to be Will Harris, because Jeremy Chinn last year was, I think, an above-average safety. And I told everybody, I would have paid Jeremy Chinn to come back, right? Like, we signed Eckler or Ertz on a one-year deal, Wagner on a one-year deal, Chinn on a one-year deal. I thought all three of them proved that they were worth the money to re-sign them. Like, you sign someone a prove-it deal. If they prove it, you pay them, in my mind. And all three of them earned it. So I was a little upset when they didn't pay Jeremy Chinn. But if Will Harris is an upgrade over what I already thought was an above-average safety in Jeremy Chinn, then that's a massive X factor. Because with corners, we're still struggling, right? I mean, you're hoping that it could be Amos is an X factor. You're hoping that Sanders still takes a step forward. You're hoping that Lattimore gets back to his form. And if that's the case, then we're feeling pretty good about corners, three starting corners. But the safety position, I got questions about Quan Martin, and I wonder how good Will Harris could be. If he's great, that is a massive X factor for the Washington Commanders. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, the story that seems to never die is the Commanders wanting to go after Trey Hendrickson. Grant Polson brought this up on his show. The Commanders should be going after Trey Hendrickson. I want to hear this audio from Grant Stubb, because I've been saying this for weeks. I would give up next year's first-round pick. This is a guy that got 17.5 sacks 2 years in a row. You move heaven and earth to get a guy like that on your team, because this is your window of opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Let's hear from GP.
But no, I mean, you have not had a pass rusher better than Kerrigan over the last 10 or 12 years, 15 years, whatever it is. Hasn't happened. He's the best you've had. His ceiling in terms of sack totals, pressures, hits on the quarterback is Trey Hendrickson's floor. Kerrigan was really good. Kerrigan was never elite. Kerrigan was never a DPOY. Like, he had a 24 hit on the quarterback season one time, and otherwise never had 20 hits on the quarterback. And I'm not trying to knock Ryan Kerrigan, but 24 has been the floor of hits on the quarterback for Trey Hendrickson over the last five seasons in a row. This guy would be your best pass rusher in decades. It is very, very rare that you can get an elite football player. I'm not talking about a good one like Terry McLaurin. We've had some of those guys coming through DC. But I don't want Terry to catch shrapnel here. He's a really good player. I'm talking about an all-pro last year. I'm talking about a runner-up for player of the year on the defensive side, the equivalent of MVP. You got one on offense in Jaden Daniels now, it looks like. Go get one on defense. Having good players is a great thing. You've got some in Frankie Louvu in your linebacking core, Bobby Wagner in your linebacking core. When it's 72 and sunny, Daron Payne, but an 11.5 sack season as a D tackle. Hasn't done anything near that in the 2 years since. If it works out with Marshawn Lattimore and Adam Peters is right, he's a really good player. You got a bunch of those guys. Hopefully Sanra still is going to become that type of player. It looks like he's on that trajectory. There's no DPOY type on this team defensively. There isn't. There hasn't been in years. They haven't had a player, forget defensive player of the year, be an all-pro defensively since Darryl Green in the early 90s, when your boy was, chasing my dad around the kitchen and asking him to put on Power Rangers. Go get one. He's right there for the taking. He doesn't want to be in Cincinnati. They're willing to deal him. It's going to happen inevitably. Be the team harassing them on the phone.
It's so obvious the Commanders should be reaching out to the Bengals to get disgruntled pass rusher, defensive star Trey Hendrickson, that they have to be reaching out. Like, why would Grant bring this back up? We've been talking about this since the Super Bowl. Is there a story that we don't know about? Is there inside information that he has that has not become public yet? Like, it's so obvious. Why are we beating the dead horse? Unless maybe Adam Peters is actually working the phone call, phones talking to the Bengals, and maybe there's some life to this. How much longer this offseason can the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson talk to each other and not meet eye to eye before they eventually say, look, we're going to move on from you? And you know who should be on the other end of that phone? As soon as that happens, Adam Peters. And I think he will be. And, we've been saying this for the last month on 910 The Fan. Before September 4th, when the Commanders take on the Giants, there will be a new edge rusher in the building. whether it's Trey Hendrickson or a Za'Darius Smith or a Von Miller, I believe strongly there will be another edge rusher on this roster. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're going to continue our Commanders discussion right now by going out to Washington, D.C. on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Team 980. It's Craig Hoffman. What's going on, Craig?
What's up, AWOD? On my way back from OTAs today. Doing good. How are you?
Let's get your rapid-fire two or three takeaways from OTAs.
It was a football practice in June. It was kind of toasty. There's not a whole lot you can take from these. I mean, it's voluntary, and I think we're seeing less attendance in year two than we are in year one. You got some vets that weren't there. Same guys as last week. Javon Kinlaw also not there this week. But everyone will be back for mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks. If guys aren't there then it's a big story. Until then, it's a bunch of guys who know what they're doing, were in meetings earlier. They might still be Zooming and whatever into these meetings anyway, even if they're not at practice. And that's kind of the importance level of these practices at this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't expect there to be any breaking news, but I think one of the bigger stories is the absences. Are you surprised about Marshon Lattimore not being there?
I wouldn't say surprised. Like, if I had my druthers, would Marshon Lattimore be there? Yeah. But he did this the last couple of years in New Orleans as well. I think he's a guy that kind of has his routine. And this happens with guys getting into their careers. They have their routine. They know what they want to do. They feel like they have a good grasp on how they want their off season to go. And so practice isn't necessarily built into that. They don't need to go install a base defense for the eighth time in their career. And in that way, I'm fine with it because he came midway through last year and it's different here. Would you prefer him there? Yeah, absolutely. And I talked to Jonathan Jones today after practice, the longtime Patriots corner who's now in Washington. And I asked him, what's it like to be the new guy? He's like, honestly, it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. It's different. And so would I love Marshon to have that experience if I was Dan Quinn, let's say? Yeah, Is it a big deal that he's not? No.
Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. We did an exercise yesterday kind of trying to predict the most improved Washington Commander for the upcoming 2025-2026 season. I came up with Ben Sennett as a guy who I think could be the most improved. But then the other part of the question is, well, who do the Commanders need to be the most improved? And I think I look at Brandon Coleman as an option. Like, he's making a transition here. Could he excel at that? And if he does, how much improved is the O-line?
That's a good question. I definitely think that he could take the guard really well. He's so athletic. He's got a he's like wide body. He takes up space. And I think he's got great hands, great feet. And so if you put all those things inside a guard, he could be pretty good. And I think that's exciting to see, because it's not just that. You take also some of the things that he did really well last year and assume that they'll translate inside. Some of the movement skills, his ability to get out in space on pull plays, considering how much guard tackle pull and, you know, guard pull stuff they run, their screen game. And I think it would be a huge boost to their offense if they can get, you know, 15 to 17 games of healthy quality play from Brandon Coleman and a much more athletic guard in Coleman compared to Nick Allegretti. I think who else you said? Sennett?
Yeah.
I think Sennett's an interesting one. There's definitely a ton of ability there. Does he take to the offense in year two? If he does, I think that's big. I think the right answer, though, for both potential to have the biggest and the guy who might be most important, if Johnny Newton's not really good, that D-line becomes a lot less potent. If he's really good, like if not really good in year two, that group could be good. Like, that group could be really good, because we assume Daron Payne's going to be solid at least. It's a contract year. We saw what he did last time in a contract year. Guys like Kim Law in different roles, like, they'll be up and down. Wise is super solid. But, like, the guy who could take that to a different place is Newton. And he showed flashes last year, but last year was a year where he had basically no offseason because of the foot injury stuff, and he was a rookie. Now he's healthy. He's here for the whole thing. He's had a year of experience. If Johnny Newton takes a big leap, I think that's a big deal for this Commanders team.
Yeah, I love that. He was at the top of my list on the defensive side of the ball for most improved. Today, the question of the day on the Richmond Commander was, who do you think could be the biggest X factor for the Commanders this year? I'm really interested to see, is Will Harris an improvement from Jeremy Chinn, an upgrade, or is he about the same or worse?
Yeah, he's a guy I've thought about a lot, because I think there's going to be areas where he's not quite as good. He's obviously not as much of a thumper as Jeremy Chinn is, but how many dudes in the NFL are? I mean, he destroyed people. And he had the body to play in the box in the run game. But, like, Harris is up there quite a bit. And I think his flexibility, I mean, even today, he's playing some nickel. He's playing some safety. Like, he's in the box. He's floating outside a little bit. He can do a lot of different stuff, and he does it all, not great, but all pretty well. And if that versatility unlocks some things, and that ability to not have a liability in coverage like Chinn occasionally was, that changes the dynamic of this defense in a positive way. I'd say the other thing, too, generally, Adam, about the safety room is, like, that's a room that gets real thin real fast. Like, Quan Martin hasn't been practicing. He's there, but he's had some injury. Whatever, I don't know exactly what he's dealing with. He's just not in the team drills. And you're looking out there, and you're like, man, this becomes Will Harris and Percy Butler real fast, or this becomes Percy Butler and Jeremy Reeves real fast if there's an injury. And so there's just not a lot of depth. So, one, what can Harris unlock as an X factor with his versatility, with his coverage skills, all that? Two, what's his availability like? Because if he or Quan go out, I think this defensive backfield is maybe a liability is too strong, but it also might not be pretty quick.
Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Hype or overhyped? Or I don't know. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. Are we really getting excited, or is that overdoing it?
I think it's probably overdoing it, which is not to say that I don't really like the film. Like, I am a big fan of the things I have seen from Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, highlight reels, even, you know, trying to watch some, you know, all carry tape. But he's a seventh-round pick for a reason. Now, that reason might have been he didn't really play in 2024. You know, he transferred to Arizona, had the eligibility issue, and maybe people look at him as an older player who hasn't played in a year, and they're like, we're not taking that in the fifth or fourth round. And maybe that means the Commanders got a steal. I'm not ruling that out. But seventh-round picks don't become impact players very often. I certainly understand the excitement of why he could be that exception, but smart money would be to not get too excited about a guy who is, by the way, behind three really good NFL backs. Not great, but three good in Austin Ekeler, Brian Robinson, Jeremy McNichols, and a guy in Chris Rodriguez who has shown he's a very good NFL runner and is continually working on the other parts of his game. So I'm very intrigued for training camp. We're not going to know anything about these backs until then. I understand the hype, but let's not I think that's one where it's like I'm okay being the brakes and telling people not to get out over their skis.
Let's go back to you attending OTAs today. You have any interviews lined up for your show? Any insight you could provide?
Yeah, we have Jonathan Jones. I spent about 5 minutes with him, and I'll admit, Adam, to you and your audience, I had to resist asking his thoughts on the current status of Bill Belichick. As a guy who was with the Patriots for a long time, I behaved myself like a true professional. But I did ask him about kind of the similarities and the differences in the cultures, because that was obviously so important to their success in New England. And he's been around a lot of winning in his career. And he said watching what the Commanders did from afar last year was really, really cool. And he was very excited to be a part of it. And when he got here, he pretty quickly was like, oh, no, this is for real. The way that Dan Quinn motivates, the way that Dan Quinn is able to coach things up, the staff in general. So it's a good interview with JJ, and we'll probably air that around 4:30 today on my show.
How many snaps do you expect the veteran Jonathan Jones to get this season?
That's a good question. I feel like he's going to be the fourth corner. But I think there will be packages where he is on the field 10 to 15 snaps a game, let's say. You know, he's a guy that can also, you know, I mentioned like what happens if Will Harris gets hurt, you know, or frankly, even if Quan Martin gets hurt. I can make an argument that Jonathan Jones might be the next best guy to play some of those spots. Like, he's got real speed, even though he's been in the league for a long time. This is a guy that was a 4.28 40 guy coming out, you know, 11 years ago, but 4.28. Oh my God, he's lost a tenth. He's a 4.38 guy. Oh no, like, he's got real speed. And he's got a ton of know-how, just super smart, great communicator, which is really, really important on the back end of a defense. And so I think that, you know, probably 10 to 12 snaps a game, 10 to 15. If someone gets hurt, it could be one of the outside corners. It could be one of the nickels. It could be one of the safeties. He's a guy that could certainly step in. But I do think that Trey Amos will ultimately be opposite of Marshawn Lattimore, with Mike Sander still on the inside as the starters. And then it's going to be certain packages where a guy like Jones comes in and has his moments.
And Craig, based on the moves the Commanders have made, and I love the aggressiveness, the two trades, Debo and Laremy Tunsil and the free agents, and I thought they did really well in the NFL draft. After you consider all those moves, statistically, from 2024, which unit is going to be most improved? Offense, defense, special teams? I'm leaning towards special teams.
What? Here would be my question answer to your question. Like, in what respect are we saying they're going to be better on teams? Because I do think they were pretty good last year, especially in the kick return area.
Yeah, I think it's punt return, and you know, Seibert hit 7 field goals, and Gonzalez, like, banked one in, so it's not like they were terrible, but maybe it's just like Dan Quinn having the confidence in his kicker to hit a 50-yarder.
I think that's fair. I think range kicking is definitely an area where they knew their own limitations. I mean, that's an area of the field where a lot of teams go for it, and we know the Commanders are one of the more aggressive teams in going for it on fourth down anyway. So I'd assume that Dan will keep that, but they did sign Matt Gay to, I think it was the richest single-season kicker contract ever.
Yeah.
So he's going to be asked to kick some longer field goals for sure. I do think the punt return situation with Jalen Lane has a chance to be much better. I love Jamison Crowder personally, and I think he did a good job last year, but there is certainly more meat on the bone there. And then I'm very curious to see what they do on the kick return level. I mean, Ekeler and, you know, it's June, so they have basically everybody, so they don't have a million guys being bored on the side. Like Debo Samuel's back there in kick return today. Huh. I don't think Debo Samuel's going to return kicks in the regular season. It's something to do in a June practice. But I also don't hate the idea. So they have great options from Lane to Eckler. I mean, Kroski Merritt's an interesting idea with his running style. Can you get him into some space? And that's before you get to some of the other receivers. I mean, Luke McCaffrey did a good job at the end of last year when he was asked to return kicks. So I'm curious to see what they do in that area. And I have trust in it because I think all those guys succeeded last year in part because of the blocking. And a lot of those guys are going to be back. I think their kick coverage was good, too. Guys like Reeves, Tyler Owens, Colson Yankoff. Like, they got some demon special teams players, which are really, really fun to watch. But I do think you're right. Range kicking, punt return are areas where they can and hopefully will improve in 2024. Will that improve more than the offense or the defense? I mean, the offense was pretty darn good last year, but I think that the offense has a chance to go from like top 10 to top 5, and in some ways they need to get the team to get where they want to go. And then the defense is the wild card. I think they're set to be better, but I could also see how it goes the other way.
Craig, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Talk a little Commanders, man. Thanks so much.
You got it, Adam. Have a good one, buddy.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.